10 Actions to Nail the Job Interview, written by Christopher Boswell, November 1st, 2019, read by Patricia Lisi. Wisdom gained from over 4+ decades of recruiting or employment seeking. Getting fired is nature's way of telling you that you had the wrong job in the first place. Quote by Hal Lancaster. Going to work. My working career started around the age of 11. Having already decided to be an artist, I was inspired to create. Much time was spent creating drawings, poetry, pottery, painting, or even what we called alley hunting. One of my favorite places to be was in art class, or at the small desk in my room, making something. A year or so later, after asking my mom for some money, I found myself shipped off to rural Nebraska, where my knuckles got bloodied while bees chased me around as I tried to throw hay bales. Somehow I talked the decision maker into letting me drive the tractor, selling him on the fact that I was not that strong and was slowing down production. Later, I would enter sales as a profession, but would have to finish my time on the tractor first. That ended abruptly when I failed to negotiate a turn coupled with an elevation change, overturning almost a full flatbed trailer. This event is seemingly so rare, I could not even find one picture anywhere depicting any similar event. I was not very popular after that and was shipped back home. People who are unable to motivate themselves must be content with mediocrity, no matter how impressive their other talents. Quote, Andrew Carnegie. Growing up, somehow I matured into a young man who could hold a job and did just that with many. Maybe I even own the record for losing one the quickest as well, having walked off a hole digging job just an hour or so in while no one was looking. Despite that, before I was to reach the age of 20, management duties and a staff were thrust upon me. Many years later, I have hired others and been hired literally hundreds of times. Of course, I've had my share of interviews for all those aforementioned events as well, even some where I was not hired. Hard to believe, I know. It all adds up to a boatload of experience, I promise. So here goes. Number one, bring extra resumes. When I first began job hunting, computers were not readily available to employment seekers. The best we could do is own a typewriter, but I didn't. Luckily, though, I did have a mom, and she had a typewriter. This gave me a built-in resume typist, and let me tell you, I took advantage. If I sent 10 resumes out back then, and that's how I did it, I'd get 3 to 5 calls for an interview. That's unheard of in today's market. That success was likely because few others had access to a typewriter and my presentation stood out. When going to an interview then and now, I've learned to take at least 3 copies of my resume. One for the interviewer, in case mine isn't handy. One for me to follow along, as I likely embellished some stuff and needed to remember. And just in case the decision maker had a partner, one for that person. Being prepared like this gets us just one step closer to landing the job before the formal interview even begins. Find out what you like doing best and get someone to pay you for it. Quote by Catherine Whitehorn. Number two, don't comment about filling out the application. One of the first things an employer will likely do is hand you an application with redundant information to fill out. I hate this. Do it happily. This is another reason to have a resume on hand along with a list of current references and phone numbers for those people. Several job seekers responding to my job openings have asked me to fill it out for myself from the resume I was so luckily graced with. Again, my involuntary response came in quietly. What are they thinking? Number three, bring your own pens. Yes, that's right, it's plural. Many times, job applicants have arrived to my place of business answering an ad for help wanted, having nothing to write with. Can you even believe this? How ready do you think an employer might imagine you will be to perform the duties they need you to if you cannot be prepared for the necessities of the first contact? If you're really lucky and have an extra pen, the interviewer might just have misplaced theirs. It happens to me. Seizing it, I handed the person mine, a nice Parker, and mentioned they should keep it. I got the job. If you have to ask for a writing utensil, your good first impression opportunity is blown. Number 4, having a writing pad in your pocket. Let's say it's going well. You answered the "What books are you currently reading?" with a hit and uncovered some common ground, 2 points mentioned later. The interviewer could easily ask you if you had read such and such. Again, this has happened to me, and I thanked him, pulling out of my pocket the tablet, jotting down the name on the spot. This action clearly validates him and his suggestion, establishing you as a good listener and follower. We can talk about leading after you get a pen. Another step closer to employment is made. Number 5, don't crack jokes. Stay on point during the entire time you are in the building, even out front. Once during an interview, a job applicant knew one of the people that was on my staff. The staff member had currently worked as a temp we used for sign spinners. I liked the kid and recruited him into a position that was likely over his head. He had many challenges, and the applicant had worked with him previously. Can't remember exactly what he said, but very similar to, "That guy's an idiot." My mouth literally dropped open. At least 4 thoughts or assessments passed through my brain that instant. None were good for him. I ended the interview right there. Then decided to offer the man some coaching, explaining how he had just eliminated himself from consideration for such a foolish and judgmental comment. How would they get along if I had hired him? It's still hard for me to believe he could even be that careless. Opportunities don't happen, you create them. Quote, Chris Grosser. Number 6, know a few books. As mentioned above, good team players are always looking to improve. If an applicant knows of no books, they are obviously not reading, and I have to wonder what they're doing with their time. How committed are they to growth for themselves or for the company? Number 7, find common ground. Common ground is a wonderful way for two people to connect quickly. Scan the room, looking for clues, his or her interests. Is there any evidence of a sports team or family? What certificates are displayed? From what schools? Find the common ground and show your ability to connect quickly. It will not only help you win the position, but you can solidify your employer's perception of you right there on the spot. Employers want employees that can connect with customers and coworkers quickly without drama. Number 8, get the interviewer talking about himself. We mentioned this above. If you see a specific school, ask how it was. Who was his favorite instructor or class? Where is he from? You know the drill. Always be sincere. Number 9, insert some business data relevant to the company. Ask questions about sales trends and competitors. What are his or her goals for sales? Where do they want the company to be in 5 years? Who is responsible for the P&L statement? Asking the right questions shows you are truly considering them and intelligent. Number 10, genuinely want to do the work. If you have a true passion for what they are doing, it will show through. If it's not a good fit, don't act like it is. That will come back to bite you both in the long run. Only fake it until you make it if you are desperate, thinking short term. In today's market, if you are lucky enough to stand up from the crowd in the initial screening process, you should know there's a real shot for success. Going in less than prepared will jeopardize your chances. Make the most of it while you can. Okay, that's the list. I'm sure there's more, but this is a neat even number, and you are probably ready to move on, so I'll sign off for now. Copyright Christopher Boswell, 2019, all rights reserved. I hope you found some value in this article. If you did, please follow the links below for more work by Christopher Boswell. Maybe other works will resonate with you. Please leave a comment. You may help someone. Cheers.
Oh, thank you.